This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused Ukraine on Wednesday of deliberately shooting down a Russian military transport plane carrying 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers to a prisoner exchange, and a local official said all 74 people on board had been killed. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
If the details are confirmed, it would be the deadliest incident of the almost two-year-old war inside Russia's internationally recognized borders. The plane was shot down near the village of Yablonovo in the Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine. Russian state media said six Russian crew members and three guards were on board at the time. The plane was an Ilyushin IL-76, designed to airlift troops, cargo, military equipment, and weapons. Near the scene, locals said they heard two explosions before the plane fell from the sky.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, Ukraine did not directly confirm it had shot down the plane, nor that Ukrainian prisoners were on board. And later, the Ukrainian military said it would continue to destroy Russian military transport aircraft it believed were carrying missiles with which to strike Ukraine. Israeli forces on Wednesday battled Palestinian militants near the main hospital in Gaza's second-largest city, where medics said hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced people were trapped by the fighting. Israel has ordered residents to leave a swath of downtown Khan Yunis that includes Nasser Hospital and two smaller medical facilities as it pushes ahead with its three-month-old offensive against Hamas. Efforts to reach a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining steam. Egyptian and U.S. officials have confirmed they are actively pursuing ways to halt a war that has now raged for over 110 days. Any deal would have to include a pause in the fighting and exchange of hostages. This is VOA News. Officials say two U.S.-flagged ships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments have come under attack off Yemen. The U.S. Navy intercepted some of the incoming fire, blaming the attack on Yemen's Houthi rebels. The attacks on container ships further raise the stakes of the group's ongoing attacks on shipping throughout a vital strait. The U.S. and Britain have launched multiple rounds of airstrikes seeking to stop the attacks. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Zimbabwean health authorities battling a cholera outbreak that has infected now more than 20,000 people and killed more than 370, say they hope donated vaccines will ease the spreading waterborne disease now in 60 of the country's 64 districts. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
State broadcasters.
Zimbabwean Health Minister Douglas Mombeshora Wednesday told reporters in Harare that the country had recorded 20,121 suspected cholera cases and 376 deaths, six of them since Tuesday. He said the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund had secured 2.3 million cholera vaccines for the country and nearly 900,000 doses to be administered next week. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Chinese state media say at least 39 people have died and 9 others were injured after a fire broke out in the southeast Jiangxi province. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
State broadcaster CCTV has announced that local authorities say the fire broke out on Wednesday afternoon. The building houses an internet cafe in the basement and tutoring centres on upper floors. Local government officials have been deployed to the scene in addition to first responders. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The blaze comes just days after 13 children died in a fire at a school dormitory in central Henan province over the weekend. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Republican Party presidential primary campaign has barely begun, but after two resounding victories, former President Donald Trump has demonstrated a dominance within the Republican Party. Leaders in both the Republican and Democratic parties are shifting towards a general election rematch of Trump and President Joe Biden after Trump's double-digit victory Tuesday in the state of New Hampshire. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.